Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers matchup tonight against the Michigan Wolverines. Greg Sharp back on our Husker Sports Network studios and delighted to be joined by University of Nebraska President Ted Carter. Been on the job since January, so I know you've been extremely busy, but let's get an update on what's been going on the last couple of weeks.
Well, Greg, you're right. I have been busy, and I've had a chance to get around to all of our campuses. Probably one of the big things that I think listeners might be interested in is I had a chance to testify in front of the unicameral, in front of the Appropriations Committee, to talk on Governor Pete Ricketts' proposal for a Nebraska Career Scholarships Program, one that will have great impact on all of our academic institutions, but particularly the University of Nebraska. This is a scholarship program designed to target, go after those high-need, high-skill, high-wage workers for the future of our state. We're talking about $16 million when this program becomes mature, of which we will see about half. And this is to go after that deficit of somewhere near the order of about 34,000 jobs over the next 5 years, IT, nursing, STEM-based fields. So we're really excited that this the testimony went well, and I'm optimistic that we may be able to see some of this money.
Keep our fingers crossed on that. You talked about getting around to all the campuses. UNMC is certainly getting a lot of national attention with the coronavirus. They're right in the middle of this, and I know you're proud of it.
Yeah, you know, when other states across our nation are you know, trying to worry about protecting themselves. And, you know, we here in the state of Nebraska and the University of Nebraska system, particularly University of Nebraska Medical Center, have stepped up and said, hey, we can take care of our fellow Americans. We did it with the Ebola virus, and now we're doing it with the coronavirus. We had 57 Americans here that have gone through their hibernation period and now been released and are healthy. And as most people have probably read in the paper, we had some people that tested positive symptom-wise, and they have been in continuous testing and in seclusion there, and we're going to get them healthy and get them back to their homes eventually.
Well, we're all very proud of the work being done at UNMC. You have been on the job now over 2 months. Do you feel like the transition's gone well?
I do. It's exciting times, a lot of buzz. I felt it on all the campuses. I've had a chance to visit now all the campuses. You know, we're going to be putting together a strategy here with the a team that comes across all the campuses that's starting to mature. I think people are going to be excited to see some of the new, bold initiatives that we're going to be putting together.
Thank you so much for updating all of us on what's happening in our university.
Okay, Greg.
President Ted Carter with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.
From Learfield IMG College, this is Big Red Basketball.